been moving all around the Taipei area.
Oh, this always feels good.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon here in Kathmandu, Nepal.
Okay, just a few hundred steps to go, and I'm at the top of the platform here of Swayambhunath, the monkey temple.
I was drinking a mixture of beer, a rice wine, and I am really feeling it now.
I am up at 3:30 in the morning. To go to a tuna auction.
I am here in Mumbai, India.
And I'm here in Tokyo, Japan for Sakura, the cherry blossoms.
It's 7:45 in the morning here in Phnom Penh, and I'm just gonna try to cross the street. I'm gonna try on a crosswalk.
It's 6:15 in the morning, and I think I'm one of the only people in Ta Prohm. This is the Tomb Raider Temple.
Hi, I'm John Sabot, and this is the Far East Travels Podcast.
Hey there, it's John Sabot with the Far East Travels Podcast, and today I'm at a tech festival market here in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. This is sponsored by the Ho Chi Minh City Tourism Board, and it's being held from the 21st to the 24th of January here, and it's actually taking place in the same park that I was at in the last episode of the podcast in Le Van Tam Park here in District 1. And they literally transformed this park into like a village full of bamboo huts and bamboo stalls that have everything from local wine that they're featuring and selling, actually to imported wine as well, and lots of different types of traditional foods and packaged foods and crafts. And then they're also doing demonstrations of how people celebrate Tet differently, or the different traditions from northern Vietnam to central Vietnam to southern Vietnam, all here during this festival. And it's too bad that there aren't any tourists here right now really to enjoy this and learn more about the culture in Vietnam. So first thing I will say is that Tet Festival isn't exactly like the Lunar New Year, even though it uses the same calendar. There's definitely distinctive Vietnamese traditions and rituals and things that are not the same as in the Chinese culture or wherever you would see Lunar New Year being celebrated, like in Taiwan or Singapore or Malaysia, anywhere like that. So there are some differences. I'll try to highlight some of them, but what I want to do is I'm just going to go back. It's going to be kind of a little bit loud, but I want to get near where they're playing these different games, because this is something I've learned this year, or some of the sort of traditional games they like to play. Like, they're kind of like carnival games where they throw balls at bottles to knock them down. But I saw another one where they blindfold the person and they have to kind of got a little like ornament or something that's hanging, and they have to touch it, and then people will kind of try to direct them to touch the little ornaments. That's what I'm seeing right now. So they're trying to direct her to hit the ornament with this little ball, and with a stick with a little ball on the end. Oh yeah, so it's a little gong, and she had to hit that, so she got that, and she's going to get a little prize. She's going to get some tea and some drinks for hitting the gong. So that's one little game I've never seen before that's really interesting. Now, I've actually never been in Vietnam for the Tet Festival itself. I've been here just before Tet and just after. And would I recommend somebody coming here during the Tet Festival? I'd probably say no, just because, well, it can be very, very challenging traveling during these big festivals. And I've had the opportunity in the past to travel in countries during their most important festivals, their major festivals, and it can be absolutely frustrating to find transportation, sometimes even accommodation. I was in Laos several years ago during Phi Mai, their New Year. And I remember it was very difficult to find some long-haul transportation, like bus transportation. And then the city or town that we stopped in, we got late night into this place in northern Laos, and nobody would open up their guest house for us. So I was traveling with a couple of other foreigners, and we ended up just staying and sleeping in the bus station because of the holiday, nobody would open up their guest house. Now, I don't know, like some places will close for the holiday here, like hotels and guest houses, but many of them do stay open, but they might charge a premium. And then transportation, like I said, can be really difficult because, you know, you've got, I don't know how many tens of millions, 50 million people, maybe even more, that are traveling during this festival that are trying to find flights and buses and trains and stuff like that. So you're competing with all local people before the festival and after the festival. So it can be very, very challenging to travel. I would say come just before the festival and leave a few days before the festival starts. And you could come and you could visit some of these markets and see people preparing for Tet and then leaving just before the start of the festival. I was in Nepal several years ago trying to travel around during their biggest festival, their Desai Festival, 15-day festival, and extremely difficult, very expensive to book transportation. People want to charge double, triple the regular price. So I don't think I would recommend you come here during this festival, but perhaps before would be a good time to come. So like I said, they have all kinds of different sorts of foods here, and drinks and things like that they're it's also a showcase for big companies to showcase their products and stuff like that. But typically what happens for Tet is the similarities to the Chinese New Year would be the family gathering, which happens on the last day of the year or New Year's Eve. So everybody will travel to their hometown and meet up with their family, and they'll have a big banquet dinner similar to Chinese New Year. What people in Vietnam do as well is prior to a week or two before Tet, they will pray to their ancestors. And I've seen this ritual before in Hoi An the first time I was in Vietnam for a week before Tet. And I met some gentlemen on the river in Hoi An, and they were explaining to me that they were doing these prayers for their ancestors. So that will happen approximately a week or two before the festival. And sometimes people will joke about this festival as well. They'll say it's called like the cleaning festival because people will clean their house for the festival as well. So the family will kind of pitch in, and if they're all around, they will help clean the house for the new year. And then a lot of folks will purchase flowers to decorate the home. Traditionally, in southern Vietnam, they use apricot blossoms to decorate, and you'll see those throughout. Like here in Ho Chi Minh City, you'll see those. I'm seeing them right now, actually. Big, huge bushes of these apricot blossoms. And then in the north, I'm told it's the peach blossom that's the traditional flower to decorate with. And then they have flowers everywhere. And here in this park, I'm just walking down this main little lane here, and they have both sides just lined with beautiful potted flowers, and they have sunflowers here. And so it's really a festive feeling here, and people create this in their home as well. So that's some of the things that they'll do. And on the day of the new year, people will visit family and friends. They'll dress up, they'll wear new clothes. Kids get a lucky money. They get an envelope with some money in it. Sometimes now people are just passing those out to even adults, like workers and stuff like that will get an envelope with some money in it as well. And I see a big lineup here for something. It looks like maybe they're lining up for some kind of a gift. Or maybe just pictures. They have the God of Prosperity here. And people are lining up with some young ladies that are dressed in Ao Dai, the traditional Vietnamese dress, and getting pictures in front of this tree that looks like it's an apricot blossom tree. Beautiful yellow blossoms. So those are some of the things. And then there are all kinds of events that follow the first day of the year. People will pray as well, I believe, on the first day of the year, go to the temples and pagodas and pray. And there'll be all kinds of events following the first day of the new year as well that can last up to a month after the first of the new year. And I've been here after Tet and seen some wonderful shows and things, fashion shows, all kinds of things that celebrate Vietnamese culture that follow the new year. So that's what's happening here right now. And spotting some a really nice bamboo booth that's full of cashew nuts. And this is one of the biggest producers of cashew nuts in the world, Vietnam. And all kinds of trinkets here for sale, and some French wine. They have some French wine. Lots of security here as well. Very interesting. Lots of security guards here and police, private security guards and police all around here. I guess they expect a lot of people to come here in the evening. And always when you have these kind of crowds, you have to watch your personal belongings as well. And they have one of the entrances here, they have a kind of a beautiful archway that they've set up, temporary kind of traditional looking archway that you would see maybe at the entrance to a pagoda in front of the park as well, and all kinds of other food items and things for sale, and really lovely, only for 3 days here. And then as I said before, about a week before the Lunar New Year, they will have a flower market or flower show in this park as well. So I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. If you want to support the podcast, you can do it a couple different ways. One is by offering a pledge per month that helps support, production costs and other things associated with the podcast, producing the podcast. I'll leave a link to my Patreon page. You can check that out. And all of the offers are there. Really appreciate your support. And thank you, Lisa, for your recent support as well. Really appreciate that. And if you want to help others discover the Far East Travels podcast, you can do so by writing a review in the iTunes store. That's really easy to do. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Just follow that link. Make sure you're signed into your iTunes account. Then rate the podcast out of 5 stars and write a review, and you'll help others discover the Far East Travels podcast. Thank you so much from the Tet Festival here in Le Van Tam Park in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. This is John Sabo. When we all start traveling again, of course, I wish you safe travels. Namaste, tashi delay, and peace. And chuk dam nam moi from Vietnam.